Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
With friends like these, serious people look to the so-called Friends of Syria for a global consensus to bring peace to their nation. The Syrian opposition reacts. Is it thank you or thanks for nothing? On this Monday, April 2nd, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good Monday morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry, of course, and joining us from itsafreecountry.org, the political website of our co-producer, WNYC. Mine is hard to say, but Anna Sale, very easy to say.
Good morning,
good morning,
John.
Yes, welcome. We're going to begin with Syria and take a look at the Friends of Syria movement. Is it relevant to what's going on in Syria, that violent nation right now, a year of an uprising going on? We're also going to talk about the Wisconsin primary coming up and get a visit from Van Jones a little later on. We'll talk about his political wisdom, if he has any, after his experiences in the Obama administration. Here's what you're talking about.
Hi, my name's Rich from Ocam. I've found throughout life that the only thing that really makes me feel good about myself and the way I'm living my life is how it affects other people and making other people around me feel good with while still putting my personal feelings and gains or misfortune aside.
We asked Rich to give us a 20-second pitch on how would you generate happiness in America. The United Nations is actually focusing on that today. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your own pitch. But first, let's check the morning's top headlines.
Our top story this morning comes from Myanmar, the country that used to be called Burma. That's how supporters of opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi sounded after she declared victory in a landmark election for parliament. Suu Kyi spent 15 years under house arrest, but now she says she hopes that a new era has begun in Myanmar. If her victory is confirmed later this week, it will be the first time in a quarter century that she will have been allowed to hold public office. The international community is putting more pressure on the government of Syria. The U.S., Saudi Arabia, and dozens of other countries say they'll send more aid and communications equipment to Syrian rebels.
My fellow ministers and I agreed on the need for the killing to stop immediately and urged the Joint Special Envoy to set a timeline for next steps.
That was Secretary of State Hillary Clinton yesterday in Istanbul, Turkey. Later today, the special envoy she referred to, Kofi Annan, will brief the UN Security Council on his efforts to end the crisis in Syria.
We'll get a response from a Syrian opposition member on what the Friends of Syria movement amounts to in the end. That's coming right up. An investigation is underway in Siberia into the crash this morning of a passenger plane. At least 31 people died. Another dozen survived. They're now in hospitals around the city of Tumen, where the plane went down. The political spotlight is turning to Wisconsin and Maryland in the District of Columbia. That's where the Republicans will be voting next for a presidential candidate. It takes place tomorrow. If you believe the political polls, Mitt Romney will win all three contests. A new report out of how good of a job the airlines are doing. It says that overall they're doing pretty well. Comparatively speaking, according to the research from Wichita State University, fewer bags are being lost, fewer flights are being delayed, at least compared to several years ago.
And in sports, Kentucky plays Kansas for the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship tonight in New Orleans. This will be the second time that the Wildcats coach John Calipari has been in the title game. The first time was 4 years ago when his team from Memphis lost in overtime to Kansas.
K versus K tonight. You know, there's only two places in the United States that begin with K, and they're both in the NCAA, finals. I guess it's because I like Scrabble that I care about facts like that.
Yes,
exactly. Asian and European markets are mixed this morning. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 13,212. The S&P opens at 1408, and the NASDAQ begins trading at 3,091. Later this hour, former Obama White House advisor Van Jones joins us to discuss his new book on being a grassroots outsider to a White House insider. Coming up on the show, we'll head to Wisconsin, where Governor Scott Walker faces an imminent recall election. We'll get the latest from the ground there and also talk about the Wisconsin primary coming up tomorrow. But first, we'll turn our attention to Syria, where Arab nations have pledged $100 million for opposition salaries. The opposition is going to be paid by foreigners. How does that relate to the Bashar al-Assad characterization of the opposition as foreign finance terrorists? The U.S. has promised another $12 million in aid. Will this be enough to help the struggling uprising against President Assad? We'll ask a member of the opposition next.